Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, December 4th, and it is time to check in with our friend Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Jane, good to get to spend some time with you. We didn't meet last week with the Thanksgiving holiday.
I know, and I hope you had a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving.
Very much so. Got to spend some time with family and give thanks for all the blessings that the Lord has provided for us, and it was good. I gather you got to spend some time together with family.
Absolutely. I was home in Minnesota the whole week, and it was a busy week. It was a packed week, but it was there's that pause in there to be with family and fellowship, food, and faith. So it was a wonderful opportunity, and now I'm back at work. And as I was driving in today and listening to you as you were opening, and you were talking about the 90 days of celebration and the 90 years, I thought to myself, and here I am representing the 90-year-olds. So through Lutheran Senior Services, we of course support those who are gracefully aging, and so it's my pleasure and indeed a wonderful opportunity to be here weekly to share part of our ministry to the aging, but also to be of support in KFUO's 90 years of ministry and 90 years to come.
Well, we are truly blessed by the partnership, this long partnership that we've had with Lutheran mm-hmm. Senior Services, and it's great to get to walk hand in hand, because we are about the same thing, mm-hmm. Telling the good news of Jesus, caring for people, and doing what God has given us to do.
And what I was going to talk about this morning is kind of encapsulizes in just what you said, you know, that whole idea of caring for people. So much of when you care for that body, mind, and spirit, there's that level of ministry that we have to care for that whole person. So our chaplains are there to care for the spiritual support, and then our nurses and our caregivers are there to care mm-hmm. for the physical, those who have those needs. And in fact, this week, we just celebrated something that really shines a light on that. The other day, there was a dedication at Breese Park. I believe it was Tuesday afternoon, Breese Park in St. Charles. Mm-hmm. And we just opened and dedicated a REACH household. So REACH is our mm-hmm. Rehabilitation Through Achievement. So REACH is our program throughout the LSS communities that has that short-term rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. So if you have a hip replacement, or you've had a stroke, or you've had some surgery and you simply are not strong enough to go home and you need that measure of, it's called that Medicare A rehabilitation. We have those at each of our locations, each of our senior living communities that offer all levels of care.
I see the big sign on my drive home.
There, do you?
Along okay. 44.
Oh, REACH. Yes. Yeah. REACH your potential. And so we just opened up a new household for 20 new private rooms. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, I've got it written down here. It is the rehabilitation services, and the area showcases private rooms with showers, beautiful kitchen, lounge with fireplace, and expansive therapy space. So if you imagine...
Sounds like a resort.
If you imagine you need that maybe 2 weeks or mm-hmm. 30 days, I'm not exactly sure how long these days are, but let's say you need that care. And so we have built our new ones that we are expanding, we're building into households. So that means you might have, in this case, there's 20. You've got your 20 rooms, and then you've got your kitchen, you've got your living room, you've got your common spaces. And so it's this enclosed space that's as close to home as you can be. Hmm. It's a household, which means that the food is cooked right there in the kitchen, and the caregivers are right there, mm-hmm. the nurses are right there, the therapy space is right there. It's very convenient. And a lot of people do not realize that when they get into that situation, where they need a knee, if they can plan ahead, yeah. let's say that they know they have a knee replacement coming up or a hip replacement coming up or some major surgery, you actually can ask for the place that you want your short stay rehabilitation. Huh. You may be in consultation with your doctor mm-hmm. and they may say, let's say that you have it at a hospital, they may say, well, we have our short term rehab, we'll discharge you here and then you can spend your couple of weeks there. And so, you know, most of us are like, okay. But what we don't know is that you can say, well, actually, I'd like my short stay rehabilitation to be through Lutheran Senior Services. Mm-hmm. And then we do have these representatives at each of the hospitals here in the area so that they are there, that they can work with the hospital to, quote unquote, discharge you to our REACH households, and you can do your rehabilitation there. So that's that new piece of learning some of the listeners may not realize.
Absolutely. Always, I think that's a good bit of advice, to always be an advocate for yourself when it comes to your health and your medical care, things like that. Always be an advocate and ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. Well, do I have options? Do I have to go here? Why would I have to go here?
And we are intimidated by our doctors. I believe that there is a measure, and I do think that generationally there's a difference. I think that I look at you, you're younger, and so you and your generation have gotten used to asking those questions. And very honestly, when you look at generational differences, many of our loved ones who are aging are used to just kind of going, well, it's the doctor's the authority, and so what the doctor says, I will do. And they're not as comfortable asking that question. So I would say that if you are listening and you know that you have a parent that is facing one of these situations, you can be that voice of advocacy as well. You can ask those questions, go to those appointments with them, ask them that, and say, you know, no, I'd really like a Lutheran Senior Services rehab. And that's really, you don't need to know that it's called REACH. You don't need to know that, you know, much more than just to say Lutheran Senior Services. And they will know who that they can contact. And the other piece is, too, that we've got... let's say you really wanted to be at one of the locations. Well, we may not have a bed or a room available there, but that person will know we have one available over here. Mm-hmm. And so you'll make an informed decision. So if you are planning ahead, I would say learn more about it. You can go to lssliving.org, and there's a little blue tab there. And if you look, I think you were up there just a minute ago, because you're always looking on the website when I'm talking.
Don't tell anybody.
I know. Well, you're following up. You're making sure that what I'm saying is accurate, and you're ready to correct me if I'm wrong. But there's a blue tab there, or there's also the senior living communities tab along the side. You can click on any of them, and it's one of the levels of care that we offer.
Sure, rehab is second in that list that bar,
that bar,
of
that
all
little
the blue
bar
options.
Right under the pictures.
Yeah.
The blue bar of options.
Yes.
So the rehab is the one that you can click on and learn more about it and go ahead and feel comfortable enough to ask. We do have a very unique way of working, especially in our households. It is a very different way. But we have this team of, you know, you come into one of our REACH households and you will get an interdisciplinary team that includes that medical piece, that includes the therapy piece, that includes the chaplain, that includes the social worker. So you've got this team that really is going to help you set your goals, because we really do believe that it's a team effort. Mm-hmm. So when you get into that situation, you are the one, you are going to have to do your therapy. You are going to have to work toward those goals. So it's reaching the achievement together. And so I would say, look us up and find out more at lssliving.org. And in the blue bar, second one called rehab, it'll take you to our REACH, program.
Very good. That always helpful stuff. Mm-hmm. Always helpful. Is that like a is REACH the short stay? What is quote unquote short stay? Is that like
that's
2 weeks
a Medicare? Well, it's a Medicare qualified stay. So you there are some qualifiers that go into it.
Okay.
So I believe, for example, you need, in order to qualify for it, you need to have been hospitalized for, I believe it's three nights.
Okay.
So let's say you had knee surgery or hip surgery. You had a stroke. You had surgery, and maybe you had heart surgery, or you had some sort of surgery. And especially with the aging body, we don't bounce back quite as quickly. So the doctor may say, you are not ready to be discharged to home. You've qualified by being here the 3 days, but you need 2 weeks or 21 days. And I am not the person that knows exactly if it's the 21 days, but I, for some reason, reason that strikes me as a Medicare qualifier. Mm-hmm. So in Medicare A, which is one of the things that is part of the Medicare benefit, that is a stay that is covered through the Medicare A.
I see.
So many days, mm-hmm. but it's based on your medical needs. You can't just call up and call
sure.
up Reach and say, I'd like my knee is hurting. I'd like a...
Sure.
Now that's outpatient therapy. We have that also for our residents. We offer that for our residents who are dealing with long-term issues that need therapy. Mm-hmm. And so we have that as one of our benefits of moving into our senior living community. You've got outpatient therapy that's just right there. But if you need it after a hospital stay or a medical condition, mm-hmm. then that's what qualifies as the short stay rehab.
Very good.
You just learned a new thing today,
didn't you? I did. Well, that's helpful. And I'm sure others might have been asking, you know, mm-hmm. thinking the same question.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for being their voice and asking that question. And just very shortly or very quickly then to just close off with a devotion. You know, I thought about those folks that are in rehab, or I thought about somebody that, for example, someone that I know that, excuse me, she fell a few weeks ago and she broke her hip. Mm. And so she was hosting a party. She broke her hip. She needed a hip replacement. She found herself in rehab. So you've got that moment where you had it was a Friday. Mm-hmm. I woke up and by Friday night, I've got a whole different thing to face. Or sometimes you've got the situation where you're looking at that stroke or something else. And so there's that piece of waiting. There's that piece of waiting to just get back at it. And I think about waiting. I actually led a devotion at Lutheran Senior Services Home Office the other morning. We have our Monday morning staff devotions, and it was my turn. And because Advent has started and we're in that time of preparation, we're in that time of waiting, I did a devotion on waiting. I used Zechariah and that piece when he had to wait for that time, and through his trust when he spoke or wrote, his name will be John, mm-hmm. that his voice was restored. And I found the two verses that really came to mind for me that talk about waiting. And one is from Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then finally, there's that measure of trust that comes with waiting. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. As we spoke about this and discussed this in our devotion, I found a connection between these two I had never seen. And in Isaiah 40, his understanding is unsearchable. In Proverbs, lean not unto thine own understanding. So there's that peace that comes when we trust in God's understanding, even when it's beyond ours. So may you hold that in your heart today if there's something you are waiting for.
Well, if there's ever a day that we need peace in our hearts from God, well, it's today and every day. Thank you, Jane. Thanks for spending some time with us. We'll talk again in a week.
Absolutely. See you then.
Thanks. God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Dr. Maurice Boyer, music director for Bach at the SEM, on the upcoming performance not too far away, December 14th. Stick around for more His Time right after this.